Friday Night Lights. By Buzz Bissinger. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. Friday Night Lights is a non-fiction book by Buzz Bissinger, published in 1990. It chronicles the 1988 season of the Permian High School Panthers football team in Odessa, Texas. The book follows the team's players and coaches, as well as the town's citizens, as they deal with the pressures of small-town life and the expectations of a successful football team. The book begins with a brief history of Odessa, Texas, and the Permian Panthers football team. It then follows the team through their 1988 season, beginning with the first game and ending with the state championship. Along the way, Bissinger introduces the characters of the team, including the coaches, players, and their families. He also examines the town of Odessa, and the culture of football that pervades it. The book focuses on the team's star running back, Boobie Miles, and his struggles with injuries and the pressure of being a star athlete. It also looks at the team's quarterback, Mike Winchell, and his struggles with the expectations of being a leader. The book also examines the team's coach, Gary Gaines, and his struggles with the expectations of the town and the team. Throughout the book, Bissinger examines the culture of football in Odessa, and how it affects the lives of the players and their families. He also looks at the racism and classism that exists in the town, and how it affects the team. In the end, the team falls short of their goal of winning the state championship, but the book ends on a hopeful note, as the players and coaches look to the future. Friday Night Lights is an insightful and powerful look at the culture of football in a small town, and the struggles of the players and coaches to achieve success. It is a must-read for anyone interested in football, or in the culture of small-town America. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Football is a way of life in Odessa, Texas. Football is the most important thing in the small town of Odessa, Texas, and the entire town rallies around the high school football team, the Permian Panthers. Football is a way of life in Odessa, Texas. It is the most important thing in the small town, and the entire community rallies around the high school football team, the Permian Panthers. Every Friday night, the town shuts down and the entire population gathers in the stadium to cheer on the Panthers. The team is a source of pride for the town, and the players are treated like heroes. The townspeople are passionate about the game, and they take great pride in the team's success. Football is a way of life in Odessa, Texas, and it is something that brings the entire community together. The Permian Panthers have a long and storied history in Odessa, and the team has won numerous state championships. The team is a source of pride for the town, and the players are treated like celebrities. The townspeople are passionate about the game, and they take great pride in the team's success. Football is a way of life in Odessa, Texas, and it is something that brings the entire community together. The town of Odessa is a close-knit community, and football is a major part of that. The townspeople are passionate about the game, and they take great pride in the team's success. Football is a way of life in Odessa, Texas, and it is something that brings the entire community together. It is a source of pride for the town, and the players are treated like heroes. Football is a way of life in Odessa, Texas, and it is something that will never be forgotten. Main idea number 2. The Permian Panthers are a powerhouse. The Permian Panthers are one of the most successful high school football teams in the country, and they have a long history of winning championships. The Permian Panthers are a powerhouse. For decades, they have been one of the most successful high school football teams in the country, with a long history of winning championships. The team has a strong tradition of excellence, and their players are some of the best in the nation. The Panthers have won numerous state championships, and they have been featured in the national spotlight on multiple occasions. The team is known for its hard-nosed, physical style of play, and they have a reputation for being one of the toughest teams in the country. The Panthers have a long list of alumni who have gone on to play college and professional football. Many of these players have gone on to have successful careers in the NFL, and they are a source of pride for the Permian Panthers. The team has a strong fan base, and they are always looking for ways to improve and stay competitive. The Permian Panthers are a powerhouse, and they are a team that will always be remembered for their success. Main idea number 3. The 1988 season is a pivotal one. The 1988 season is a pivotal one for the Permian Panthers, as they are expected to win the state championship and the town is counting on them to do so. The 1988 season is a pivotal one for the Permian Panthers. After years of disappointment, the town of Odessa is counting on the Panthers to finally bring home the state championship. The team is determined to make it happen, and the entire town is behind them. The players have worked hard all season, and the coaches have done their best to prepare them for the big game. Everyone in Odessa is hoping that this will be the year that the Panthers finally bring home the championship. The pressure is on for the Panthers, and they know it. They are determined to make their town proud and show everyone that they are capable of winning the state championship. The team has worked hard all season, and they are ready to prove themselves on the field. The entire town is behind them, and they are determined to make it happen. The 1988 season is a pivotal one for the Permian Panthers. It is their chance to prove themselves and show the world that they are capable of winning the state championship. The entire town of Odessa is counting on them, and the team is determined to make it happen. This is their chance to make history, and the Panthers are ready to take it. Main idea number 4. The team is led by Coach Gaines. Coach Gaines is the leader of the Permian Panthers, and he is determined to lead the team to victory. Coach Gaines is the leader of the Permian Panthers, and he is determined to lead the team to victory. He is a no-nonsense coach who demands hard work and dedication from his players. He is a master motivator, pushing his players to their limits and inspiring them to reach their full potential. He is also a great teacher, teaching his players the fundamentals of the game and helping them to understand the importance of teamwork. Coach Gaines is a father figure to his players, providing them with guidance and support both on and off the field. He is a leader who will do whatever it takes to ensure that his team succeeds. Coach Gaines is a man of integrity and honor. He is a man of his word and expects the same from his players. He is a man of strong moral character and expects his players to live up to the same standards. He is a man of great faith and believes that with hard work and dedication, anything is possible. Coach Gaines is a man who will never give up on his team, no matter the odds. He is a man who will always be there for his players, no matter what. Coach Gaines is the heart and soul of the Permian Panthers. He is the driving force behind the team's success and the reason why they have achieved so much. He is a leader who will never give up on his team and will always be there to support them. He is a man who will always strive to make his team the best it can be. Main idea number 5. The team is made up of a diverse group of players. The Permian Panthers are made up of a diverse group of players, from different backgrounds and with different motivations. The Permian Panthers are made up of a diverse group of players, from different backgrounds and with different motivations. Some come from wealthy families, while others come from more humble beginnings. Some are driven by the desire to win, while others are driven by the desire to prove themselves. Some are driven by the desire to make their families proud, while others are driven by the desire to make their community proud. Despite their differences, they all share a common goal, to win. The team is made up of a variety of players, from different races, religions, and socioeconomic backgrounds. They come from different parts of the city, and each has their own unique story. Some have been playing football since they were young, while others are just starting out. Despite their differences, they all share a common bond, the desire to win. The Permian Panthers are a team of individuals, each with their own unique story and motivations. They come together to form a cohesive unit, and they strive to achieve their common goal. They are a team of diverse players, united by their passion for the game and their desire to win. Main idea number 6. The team faces adversity. The Permian Panthers face a number of obstacles throughout the season, from injuries to personal issues. The Permian Panthers face a number of obstacles throughout the season, from injuries to personal issues. The team must overcome these issues in order to reach their ultimate goal of winning the state championship. Injuries can be especially difficult to overcome, as they can cause a key player to miss a game or even an entire season. Personal issues can also be a challenge, as players must learn to work together and support each other despite any differences they may have. The team must also learn to deal with the pressure of expectations from the community, as well as the media scrutiny that comes with being a successful football team. The Panthers must also learn to work together as a team, despite any differences in opinion or personality. They must learn to trust each other and rely on each other in order to succeed. This is especially important when facing adversity, as the team must come together to overcome any obstacles they may face. The team must also learn to stay focused and motivated, even when things seem to be going wrong. This is essential in order for the team to reach their ultimate goal of winning the state championship. Main idea number 7. The team must overcome their differences. The Permian Panthers must learn to work together and overcome their differences in order to succeed. The Permian Panthers have a lot of talent, but they must learn to work together if they want to succeed. The team is made up of players from different backgrounds, with different personalities and different goals. Some players are more focused on winning, while others are more focused on having fun. Some players are more vocal and outspoken, while others are more reserved and introverted. Despite these differences, the team must learn to come together and work as one unit if they want to achieve their goals. The team must learn to respect each other's differences and find common ground. They must learn to communicate effectively and work together to reach their goals. They must learn to trust each other and rely on each other in difficult situations. They must learn to put aside their differences and focus on the task at hand. Only then will they be able to overcome their differences and become a successful team. The Permian Panthers must learn to work together and overcome their differences in order to succeed. It won't be easy, but with hard work and dedication, they can become a team that is greater than the sum of its parts. With the right attitude and the right mindset, the Permian Panthers can become a team that is unstoppable. Main idea number 8. The team must learn to trust each other. The Permian Panthers must learn to trust each other and rely on each other in order to succeed. The Permian Panthers have a lot of talent, but they won't be able to reach their full potential unless they learn to trust each other. The team must learn to rely on each other and trust that their teammates will do their part. They must learn to trust that their teammates will make the right decisions and that they will be there to support each other. They must also learn to trust that their coaches will make the right decisions and that they will be there to help them succeed. Trust is essential for any team to succeed. Without trust, the team will not be able to work together and will not be able to reach their full potential. The Permian Panthers must learn to trust each other and rely on each other in order to succeed. They must learn to trust that their teammates will do their part and that their coaches will make the right decisions. Only then will they be able to reach their full potential and achieve their goals. Main idea number 9. The team must learn to work together. The Permian Panthers must learn to work together as a team in order to succeed. The Permian Panthers have a lot of talent, but they must learn to work together as a team if they want to succeed. Every player must understand their role and how it fits into the team's overall strategy. They must learn to trust each other and rely on each other to make the right decisions on the field. Communication is key, and the team must learn to communicate effectively in order to be successful. The team must also learn to work together off the field. They must learn to support each other and build a strong bond that will carry them through the tough times. They must learn to be accountable to each other and take responsibility for their actions. This will help them stay focused and motivated to reach their goals. The Permian Panthers must learn to work together as a team if they want to reach their full potential. It won't be easy, but with hard work and dedication, they can become a championship team. Main idea number 10. The team must learn to deal with pressure. The Permian Panthers must learn to deal with the pressure of being expected to win the state championship. The Permian Panthers have been a powerhouse in Texas high school football for decades. As such, they have been expected to win the state championship every year. This expectation can be a heavy burden for the players and coaches, as they must constantly strive to meet the high standards set for them. The team must learn to deal with the pressure of being expected to win, and to use it as a motivator to reach their goals. The team must learn to focus on the task at hand and to stay focused on the game plan. They must also learn to stay positive and to keep their confidence high, even when things don't go their way. The team must also learn to trust each other and to work together as a unit. Finally, the team must learn to stay composed and to remain calm under pressure. By learning to deal with the pressure of being expected to win, the Permian Panthers can become a stronger team and reach their ultimate goal of winning the state championship. With the right attitude and the right mindset, the team can use the pressure to their advantage and become champions. Main idea number 11. The team must learn to deal with failure. The Permian Panthers must learn to deal with failure and bounce back from it in order to succeed. The Permian Panthers must learn to deal with failure and bounce back from it in order to succeed. Failure is an inevitable part of life, and it is important for the team to understand that it is not the end of the world when they fail. Instead, they must use it as an opportunity to learn and grow. They must learn to take responsibility for their mistakes and use them as a chance to improve their skills and strategies. They must also learn to stay positive and focus on the future, rather than dwelling on the past. With the right attitude and determination, the team can use failure as a stepping stone to success. The team must also learn to support each other in times of failure. It is important for the players to be there for each other, and to provide encouragement and motivation when things don't go as planned. This will help the team stay focused and motivated, and will help them to stay resilient in the face of adversity. With the right attitude and support, the team can use failure as a learning experience and come out stronger on the other side. Main idea number 12. The team must learn to deal with success. The Permian Panthers must learn to deal with success and not let it go to their heads in order to succeed. The Permian Panthers have had an incredible season, and they are on the brink of achieving their ultimate goal of winning the state championship. However, with success comes the potential for complacency and overconfidence. The team must learn to stay humble and focused on the task at hand in order to continue their success. They must learn to take each game one at a time and not get ahead of themselves. They must also learn to handle the pressure of being the favorites and not let it affect their performance. Finally, they must learn to stay motivated and not become complacent with their success. The team must also learn to handle the attention that comes with success. They must learn to stay grounded and not let the fame and adulation go to their heads. They must learn to stay humble and remember that their success is a result of hard work and dedication. They must also learn to handle the media attention and not let it distract them from their goal. Finally, they must learn to stay focused on the task at hand and not get caught up in the hype. The Permian Panthers have the potential to be a great team, but they must learn to deal with success in order to reach their full potential. They must stay humble and focused on the task at hand, and not let the fame and adulation go to their heads. They must also stay motivated and not become complacent with their success. If they can do this, they will be able to achieve their ultimate goal of winning the state championship. Main idea number 13. The team must learn to deal with the media. The Permian Panthers must learn to deal with the media and the attention they receive in order to succeed. The Permian Panthers have become a household name in the small town of Odessa, Texas. With their success on the football field, they have become a source of pride for the community. However, with this success comes the attention of the media. The team must learn to deal with the media and the attention they receive in order to succeed. The media can be a powerful tool for the team, allowing them to spread their message and reach a wider audience. However, it can also be a distraction, taking away from the focus on the game. The team must learn to manage the media and use it to their advantage. They must also be aware of the potential pitfalls that come with the media attention, such as the potential for negative publicity. The team must also learn to handle the pressure that comes with the media attention. They must be able to stay focused on the game and not let the media attention become a distraction. They must also be aware of the potential for criticism and be prepared to handle it in a professional manner. The Permian Panthers must learn to deal with the media and the attention they receive in order to succeed. They must be able to use the media to their advantage, while also being aware of the potential pitfalls. They must also be able to handle the pressure that comes with the media attention and stay focused on the game. With the right approach, the team can use the media to their advantage and continue to be successful. Main idea number 14. The team must learn to deal with the town's expectations. The Permian Panthers must learn to deal with the expectations of the town and the pressure that comes with it in order to succeed. The Permian Panthers have a lot to live up to. As the football team of a small Texas town, they are expected to bring glory and pride to the community. The pressure to win is immense, and the team must learn to deal with the expectations of the town in order to succeed. The players must learn to handle the pressure of the town's expectations and the pressure of the game itself. They must learn to focus on the task at hand and to stay motivated even when the odds are against them. They must also learn to work together as a team, to trust each other and to rely on each other in order to achieve success. The team must also learn to deal with the media attention that comes with being a successful football team. They must learn to handle the scrutiny and criticism that comes with being in the spotlight. They must also learn to handle the adulation and praise that comes with winning. The Permian Panthers must learn to deal with the expectations of the town and the pressure that comes with it in order to succeed. It is a difficult task, but one that can be achieved with hard work, dedication, and a commitment to excellence. Main idea number 15. The team must learn to deal with their own expectations. The Permian Panthers must learn to deal with their own expectations and the pressure that comes with it in order to succeed. The Permian Panthers have a lot of expectations to live up to. As the reigning state champions, they are expected to win every game and to continue their winning streak. The pressure to perform is immense, and the team must learn to deal with it in order to succeed. They must learn to manage their own expectations and to focus on the task at hand. They must also learn to stay humble and to remember that no matter how good they are, they can still be beaten. The team must learn to stay focused and to take each game one at a time, and to not get too caught up in the hype and the expectations. The team must also learn to stay positive and to keep their spirits high, even when things don't go their way. They must learn to stay resilient and to never give up, no matter how difficult the situation may be. They must also learn to trust in each other and to work together as a team. The team must learn to stay motivated and to keep pushing themselves to be the best they can be. Finally, they must learn to have fun and to enjoy the game, no matter the outcome. Main idea number 16. The team must learn to deal with their own emotions. The Permian Panthers must learn to deal with their own emotions and the highs and lows that come with it in order to succeed. The Permian Panthers have a lot of pressure on them to succeed. As a team, they must learn to manage their own emotions and the highs and lows that come with it. They must learn to stay focused and motivated, even when things don't go their way. They must learn to stay positive and keep their heads up, even when they are faced with adversity. They must learn to stay humble and not get too caught up in their own success. They must learn to stay resilient and never give up, no matter how difficult the situation may be. The team must also learn to work together and support each other. They must learn to trust each other and rely on each other in order to succeed. They must learn to communicate effectively and be open to constructive criticism. They must learn to be accountable for their actions and take responsibility for their mistakes. They must learn to be supportive of each other and celebrate each other's successes. The Permian Panthers must learn to deal with their own emotions in order to succeed. It is not easy, but it is necessary. With the right attitude and the right mindset, the team can overcome any obstacle and achieve greatness. Main idea number 17. The team must learn to deal with their own fears. The Permian Panthers must learn to deal with their own fears and the doubts that come with it in order to succeed. The Permian Panthers have a lot of pressure on their shoulders. They are expected to win, and the expectations are high. But with such high expectations comes fear and doubt. The team must learn to deal with their own fears and the doubts that come with it in order to succeed. They must learn to trust in themselves and their teammates, and to believe that they can achieve their goals. They must learn to push through the fear and doubt and focus on the task at hand. They must learn to stay positive and to stay focused on the end goal. They must learn to stay motivated and to keep pushing forward, no matter what the odds may be. The Permian Panthers must learn to face their fears and doubts head-on, and to come out on top. The team must also learn to work together and to support each other. They must learn to rely on each other and to trust in each other's abilities. They must learn to communicate effectively and to work together as a team. They must learn to be resilient and to never give up, no matter how difficult the situation may be. The Permian Panthers must learn to be strong and to never give up, no matter what the odds may be. The Permian Panthers must learn to deal with their own fears and doubts in order to succeed. They must learn to trust in themselves and their teammates, and to believe that they can achieve their goals. They must learn to stay positive and to stay focused on the end goal. They must learn to stay motivated and to keep pushing forward, no matter what the odds may be. The Permian Panthers must learn to face their fears and doubts head-on, and to come out on top. Main idea number 18. The team must learn to deal with their own doubts. The Permian Panthers must learn to deal with their own doubts and the uncertainty that comes with it in order to succeed. The Permian Panthers have a lot of pressure on their shoulders. As the reigning state champions, they are expected to perform at a high level and win again. But with such high expectations comes doubt and uncertainty. The team must learn to deal with their own doubts and the uncertainty that comes with it in order to succeed. They must learn to trust in their own abilities and have faith in their teammates. They must also learn to stay focused and motivated, even when things don't go their way. It is only through this process that the team can truly reach their potential and become champions once again. The team must also learn to stay positive and keep their spirits high. It is easy to get discouraged when things don't go as planned, but the team must stay focused on the goal and remain optimistic. They must also learn to work together as a team and support each other. This will help them stay motivated and push through any obstacles they may face. Finally, the team must learn to stay humble and remember that no matter how good they are, there is always room for improvement. The Permian Panthers have the potential to be great, but they must learn to deal with their own doubts and the uncertainty that comes with it in order to succeed. With the right attitude and determination, the team can reach their full potential and become champions once again. Main idea number 19. The team must learn to deal with their own mistakes. The Permian Panthers must learn to deal with their own mistakes and the consequences that come with it in order to succeed. The Permian Panthers have a lot of potential, but they must learn to deal with their own mistakes if they want to reach their full potential. Every mistake they make has consequences, and they must learn to accept those consequences and move on. They must learn to take responsibility for their actions and learn from their mistakes. This will help them become better players and a better team. The team must also learn to work together and support each other. When one player makes a mistake, the rest of the team must be there to pick them up and help them learn from it. This will help the team become stronger and more unified. It will also help them become better players and a better team overall. The Permian Panthers must learn to deal with their own mistakes if they want to succeed. They must learn to take responsibility for their actions and learn from their mistakes. They must also learn to work together and support each other. With these lessons, the Permian Panthers can reach their full potential and become the best team they can be. Main idea number 20. The team must learn to deal with their own successes. The Permian Panthers must learn to deal with their own successes and the pride that comes with it in order to succeed. The Permian Panthers have had an incredible season, and the team is riding high on their success. As they continue to win, the team must learn to deal with their own successes and the pride that comes with it in order to succeed. They must learn to stay humble and focused on the task at hand, and not get too caught up in the glory of their accomplishments. They must also learn to use their success as motivation to keep pushing forward and strive for even greater heights. The team must also learn to handle the pressure that comes with success, and not let it become a distraction. Finally, they must learn to celebrate their successes, but not let it become a crutch that prevents them from continuing to work hard and strive for excellence. The Permian Panthers have the potential to be a great team, but they must learn to manage their successes in order to reach their full potential. With the right attitude and focus, the team can use their successes to propel them to even greater heights. By learning to deal with their own successes, the Permian Panthers can become a team that is remembered for years to come.